We are studying the subject of escaping Catholicism, being rescued from Catholicism. We studied up until about 600 AD. We studied the beginning of the doctrine of Mariolatry. Mariolatry would escalate over the years and become more complicated. In the Council of Ephesus in 431 AD, the Catholic Church began the exaltation of Mary, and the term the Mother of God was applied to her at that council. Now, people had begun to pray to Mary instead of Jesus. Now, God is the God of the Bible is the only God that initiates what we might call reconciliation between God and man. When God walked in the Garden of Eden after man had sinned, he said, "Where are you, Adam? Where are you, Adam?" Adam didn't seek him, he sought Adam. The God of paganism, sometimes it's a non-violent God and sometimes it's a very aggressive God. The worshippers of Molech, had to take and offer their children to be burnt alive. And sometimes God was be a God that just facilitated your sins. Mary became a God in the Catholic Church. A God put above God the Father, and a God put up above God the Son, because the Catholic Church looks upon the Father and the Son with great dread. But the Bible teaches us, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Galatians, the fourth chapter, says, "When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, simply to redeem you." He wanted to reconcile you to Him. Catholicism, Buddhism, Islam, Jehovah's Witness put God way out yonder, beyond the ability to be touched by your needs and by your salvation. The God of the Bible wants to reconcile you to Him. Now let's go on to another hellish lie, damnable doctrine, the doctrine of purgatory. We're going to look at that more. Purgatory is a poor excuse for hell. According to the doctrine of purgatory, you will go to purgatory, and you will go to purgatory until you're cleansed and declared righteous, or you can walk into the beatific vision or paradise of God. Now, that doesn't have anything to do with what the Bible teaches. The doctrine of hell is a very fearful doctrine. It is true. Hell is necessary. God invented hell or created hell for the devil and his angels. Hell is located somewhere down under the earth below. Hell is not a purging place. Hell is not a recovery center. Hell is for eternal suffering. I want to read to you a description of Hades. Hades is not purgatory. Hades is a place people are kept until they are judged at the great white throne judgment over here and thrown into the eternal lake of fire. Hades is not purgatory. Now let's go and look in Luke, the 16th chapter, and read a little bit about hell briefly. Now there was a certain rich man, and he habitually dressed himself in purple and fine linen, gaily living in splendor every day. And a certain poor man named Lazarus. This is not a parable. This is a true story. This is a historical account of two people, basically, that lived. It names other people in here also, Abraham. Named Lazarus and laid at the gate was covered with sores, the rich man's gate, and longing to be fed with the crumbs which were falling from the rich man's table. Besides, even the dogs were coming and licking his sores. He must have had some type of bed sores on his body or infections. Now it came about the poor man died and was carried away by angels to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. Now, Lazarus, I don't even know whether he was buried or not. He might have just been thrown out into a dump where they took dead animals and dumped them and then set them on fire. It says the angels carried Lazarus to Abraham's bosom. I believe angels come and carry God's people back to be in the presence of God. If you die today, you don't go to this place. You go to eat with God. This place was closed when Jesus rose from the dead and took all of these to heaven. Everybody here in paradise and Abraham's bosom got to go to heaven where God's abode is today. Now, when the rich man died, these are the lost. When the rich man expired, he had an escort. But his escort was not to the place of paradise or Abraham's bosom, but to Hades. And in Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham afar away, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame. Hot places. Now, in hell, there are seven aspects of human understanding and experience. Seven aspects of it. They remember. They have memory. They smell. They taste. They feel. They see. They hear. And they experience torments. But Abraham said, Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things and likewise Lazarus his bad things. By the way, the word Lazarus there is a shortened form of Eliezer. Eliezer means God helps, but Lazarus means helpless, helpless. So helpless had his bad things, but now he is being comforted here, and you are in agony. I can say one thing to you. You can't bring the seven sacraments to God that we're going to study. You can't bring your rosary to God. It's useless. The rosary came from paganism, along with praying to Mary. people used to pray to goddesses. Aphrodite. Astarte. Different ones they prayed to. Diana. All of these goddesses, they help you in some way. And Nimrod and his mother, the Madonna and child. Right out of paganism. Satan is a great inventor and a great spieler of damnable lies. Purgatory is a poor excuse for hell. Hell is eternal. And besides all this between you and me, there is a great corrupt gulf or chasm fixed in order that those who wish to come over from here to you may not be able to, and that none may cross over from there to us. This is where, when Sheol or Hades was in the same vicinity. Before Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, the promise of salvation was only a promise. When Jesus died, he went down into Hades and he preached to those that I have overcome. I have lived 33 and a half years of righteousness for you. I had the burden of sin, all of your sins, and all of those sins over there placed upon me. And God the Father turned his back on me as if I was you. All of your sins were placed upon me. And I have died for you, and I shall be raised for your justification. And when I am raised, you don't have to stay here any longer. Now this wasn't a place of torment. It was not a place of torment. It was a place of paradise. It was called Paradiso, or Abraham's bosom. And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, that you send him to my family's, to my father's house, where I have five brothers, that he may warn them lest they come to this place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets, and let them hear them." But he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if somebody goes back from the dead, they will repent." Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and repenting of your sins have separated you from God. Jesus Christ will pay for all of your sins if you'll only ask God to forgive you and save your soul, believing in Him. But he said to him, "If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone goes back from the dead." Jesus went back from the dead. The leaders of Israel refused to repent of their sins. Now, the prison of Catholicism, the hellish, what we might call cesspool of false religion, has people glued to it by fear. The Catholic Church expects you to believe that she is infallible, but yet she is, in history, extremely fallible. They want you to believe that the Pope's decisions and what he says ex cathedra from the throne, that it is inspired and infallible. The Catholic Church has been dressed in immorality, paganism, and horrible vices for all of the history of the Roman Catholic Church. Hell is not prepared for you, people. I will say this, if you pray to Mary, If you keep all of the sacraments of the Catholic Church, I can assure you that you will not ever see heaven. You will not. It's not what I say, but what the Bible teaches. I've been a Bible teacher for over 50 years. My wife said I ought to wear a bulletproof vest. A bulletproof vest. Because I just tell things as they are. Is that right, Marilyn? Sharon? Ron? All of you guys know that. You do. Ray? You know it. I just say what it is. I don't mean to insult people. I don't mean to humiliate people. I don't mean to damn people. You're damning yourselves. I'm trying to rescue you from a false religious system. Escaping Catholicism. I'm trying to rescue you from that horrible death and separation from God for eternity. Purgatory is a poor excuse for hell. All Catholics get to go to purgatory and cleansed and to get to go to heaven according to the Catholic Church. There are many agonies in hell, in the eternal hell fire. All that have rejected Jesus Christ as Savior, all of those in false religious systems that shun the person of Jesus Christ as your only Savior, shall be in hell. It is possible for a person to live a somewhat outwardly moral life in this world and be a good person, and yet go to hell, being a person that was a religious tenet of Catholicism or Mormonism or Jehovah's Witness doctrine or Buddhism. It is possible for you to live a somewhat righteous life. Now, let me tell you this. The only way that you will really be righteous, if you will come to God and reconcile yourself to Him by His offer of reconciliation, not yours. There is nothing you can do to be saved. You're convicted by the Spirit of God through the preaching of God's Word or the reading of God's Word. You are wooed by the Holy Spirit. God is asking you to come to Him for reconciliation. Actually, He's coming to you for reconciliation. The Catholic Church would have you divided and set aside, and that you have to go through all these channels to receive a progressive bill of health, righteous bill of health, looked over by your priest. A priest cannot forgive you of your sins. It's not possible. It is so sad. We've had some really bad people live in the world that are Catholics. We call them the La Cosa Nostra. The mafia, the mafioso. Many of those people, like Francis Uran, Buffalino, others, when they came to the point where they're nearing death, they started confessing their sins to the priests. They told them all the people they'd killed, all the women they raped, all of the terrible things and organized crime they had done. And then they looked to God to forgive them because some priest said that. Russell Bethelona, Francis Uran, could have come to God directly by the saving merits of Jesus Christ. They had confidence when they died, were preparing for death, that God would forgive them because of what the Catholic Church had promised. The promises were lies. They were lies. Such a sad story. Maybe they tried to make amends, but the lies that keep people out of heaven are those of Catholicism. You're kept in the grips and in the power of this unholy agent that Satan inspired. The same way with Islam and other systems. If you become a born-again Christian in Catholicism, your family will shun you. They'll be very disenchanted with you because you become a traitor to the church. And of course, they always have the idea of the church and the Pope and all that as infallible and sinless. I can assure you one thing, there's not been one sinless Pope, not one sinless priest ever lived. And of the alternative lifestyles that they live outside of the grace of God, and we're going to go through the second sacraments, people. We're going to go through all this. We're talking about purgatory is a poor excuse for hell. You as a Catholic do not get to go to purgatory and be slowly cleansed from your sins. Hell is eternal. Purgatory is a poor excuse for hell. And it's a false promise. Damnable lie and a damnable heresy. How long will hell last? Purgatory is supposed to last for a certain period of time until you're cleansed. Hell lasts forever. Eon, it says in the Greek language, the most descriptive term for eternity. In the Hebrew, it is olam. Long, long time. Forever. You won't go to purgatory, people. That's an invention. Purgatory was literally canonized in 593 AD. You won't get to go to purgatory. If you die today as a Catholic, you will go to Hades. And you will suffer like Dives or the rich man did. Until you're resurrected, not cleansed now, you're never going to, once you die and go to Hades, it's over. There's no more hope at all for reconciliation with God. Because you died being unreconciled to God, because you had rejected God's wonderful gift of salvation through His Son. God's Son came in this world to die for you. Romans 5 chapter said He came to reconcile you to Him. He came to you. The Catholic Church came between you and Him. It is not possible to escape from Hades, nor to be reconciled to God before you go into eternal hellfire. It's not possible. Jesus warned people more of hell than He promised heaven. Jesus warned people more of hell than he promised heaven. The Bible says that Jesus went down into the regions of Hades and preached there for 3 days. What did he tell them? He told those that were disobedient in the days of Noah, well, here I am. Noah told you it was going to rain. Well, it happened. You believed on the outside of the ark, but here we are today. You get to go to heaven because of me. Hell is called Sheol. It's called Hades. It's called Tartarus. It's called Tophet. It's called the grave sometimes. It's called the abyss. It's called hellfire. It's called the lake of fire. But it is eternal. Hell is eternal. And you do not want to be there. And Jesus Christ came and lived 33 and a half years of righteousness for you so you could be reconciled to God. God wants you to be reconciled to Him. He comes to you today. If you're a Catholic and you're listening to this message, I beg you to search the Scriptures. Compare the Scriptures with your religion. And I want to tell you this, right now, at this moment that you're hearing these words, is God convicting you? Do you have a sadness in your life? Do you feel undone? Do you feel in danger? If you do, it's because God's Spirit is convicting you of sin, what real righteousness is, and it's not in the seven sacraments, and what the judgment shall be. You can come to God. You can ask Him to forgive you of your sin because He came to you in the person of Jesus Christ. No priest can forgive your sins. You can't do any penance in this world. You can't deprive yourself of any pleasure to get to heaven. The Catholic Church asks you to abstain from certain things for a week or two at Easter time. Get the little ashes put on your head, etc. I know one man that always, he really liked a certain a kind of beer. And during Lent, he would drink some kind of beer he didn't like, but he wasn't going to quit beer at all. Some people don't eat meat for that whole period of time. Some people don't chew chewing gum or brush their teeth or take a bath or whatever. Trying to appease God. There is nothing you can do to appease God. He has done everything to reconcile you to Himself. Be reconciled to God. If God's convicting you at this time, ask Him to have mercy upon you. Ask Him to forgive you for rejecting Jesus Christ in His person and praying to Mary instead or to some saint. That's sin, people. That's damnable lies. Damnable practices. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out that You touch lives with it. That You save souls. And Father, just thank You for the life we have today. And I pray that You deal with the people's hearts out there. Encourage people that are converted to go back and to try to reach their families. To bring them out of the clutches and escaping Catholicism. Being freed from it.